T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danielle McCartney, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good afternoon, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartney, Danielle in the daytime. I'll be talking all things New York sports with you until 4 p.m. today on this Saturday, September 11th, 2021. Ed Arduman, Big Zoo, and I are working on a weekend like usual, and we are coming to you live from the Carton and Roberts studio in Lower Manhattan. So, again, I want to welcome in my normal overnight listeners. I've got some tweets that said that they've rearranged their schedules to tune in today, so I appreciate you, and I see you guys, and welcome to the brand new sets of ears that are tuned in right now. And you guys know the number. It's probably already pre-programmed into your phone, 877-337-6666, and as always, let's load them up with your best content only, please, and thank you, over the next 3 hours. So I'm sitting here in the studio here, not in my usual attire, which we all have fun with, not a Yankees nor a Mets jersey, not in a navy blue cap nor a royal blue cap, but in a plain shirt wearing an FDNY cap. As we are all aware, and as you've seen in former Yankees and Mets players' testimonials all throughout this week, this weekend, this Subway Series is an emotional one. You guys know that this is a total stick-to-sports show, but I figured that we could talk about September 11th from as best as a sports lens as possible. So I don't have a song to intro to this. Instead, I listened and edited together the audio from the National Archive of then-President George Bush's address to the nation, delivered 20 years ago today from the Oval Office.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. These acts shattered steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
And that, George Bush from the Oval Office 20 years ago today, on this 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. Thank you to all the first responders and the Americans that defend our country, past, present, and future. My condolences to the thousands of families affected by this great American tragedy. And rest in peace to the 2,977 innocent souls that perished on this day 20 years ago. May we never forget and always remember. You know, we talk often here on this show, now from a sports lens here, how Rob Manfred and MLB have gotten a lot of things wrong. I mean, you don't need me to begin to list all of them. Astros, we'll start there, right? But not today. Because today and this weekend, in the beautiful pregame tributes for the New York Mets have planned at Citi Field, we are going to be reminded that we are all New Yorkers. We are all Americans and bigger than baseball. I'm sure you're going to feel it tonight when you watch that game. This is just yet another solemn reminder that we are all on the same team. And as created and decided upon by Rob Manfred and MLB and executed by the Mets, here's what to expect later tonight from the Mets and Yankees Subway Series on tonight, September 11th, 2021. So there's a few things that the Mets have planned. Number one, a tweet from Anthony DiComo explains kind of what I was just talking about. He said that the Mets plan to alter their home white uniforms. Rather than saying Mets, the script across the front of the jerseys will actually read New York to represent the city. And then they said that the jerseys are also going to be tweaked to reflect the style and colors of the 2001 version. So I read from MLB.com, they're going to put that the little patch on the sleeve, 9/11/01 with the American flag. They're also going to be wearing the American flag right underneath the MLB logo on their backs, by their necks. And the other thing is, players on both teams, like me right now, will be wearing first responders caps during batting practice and throughout the game. And I was thinking about this. Like, if I were a player, I think I would want to, like, rotate my hat every inning, I would think, if I were playing, because the Mets said in a statement, caps from the FDNY, NYPD, Port Authority Police Department, Department of Sanitation, and the Department of Correction will all be represented to commemorate the bravery and sacrifice. That's from the New York Mets. So that's, like, what, 5 different caps? I would wear, like, 1 every 2 innings. I'd switch it. That's what I would do. And then the third thing is just what to look for tonight in this game. Bobby Valentine, who was obviously the Mets manager in 2001, will throw the first pitch to, who's going to be catching the ball, Joe Torre, who was the Yankees manager also in 2001. And the Mets say that 14 members of that team, that 2001 team, will be in attendance, including Hall of Famer Mike Piazza. And Piazza, as you know, hit the home run.
Lopez wants it away.
And it's hit deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run! Mike Piazza and the Mets lead 3-2.
That home run. The home run call, courtesy of MLB.com. How cathartic was that? And then the fifth thing is there are going to be many 9/11 charities represented on the field during the pregame. So I'm sure that the Mets, and hopefully the Yankees too, will have some other things, other surprises planned that we just don't yet know about. So with all of that said, these games mean something to both of our New York teams. I'm about to break down Friday night's game, the same game, from both the Mets and the Yankees' perspectives. So we are the Yankees Radio Network. So let's look at them first.
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah. The Yankees, they are channeling their inner Green Day. Will someone wake them up when September ends? So far this month, they are 2-7. And both of those losses were to the worst, or two of those losses were to the worst team in baseball, the Orioles. And actually, the Yankees are lucky that they didn't get swept that series because they basically took that one win from Baltimore and it took them 11 innings to do so. Remember, the worst team in the league, the Orioles. Then 4 of those 7 losses so far in the month of September were to the hands of, or the claws of, the Blue Jays, who swept the Yankees in 4 games at Yankee Stadium. Those same Blue Jays that closed major ground on the Yankees in the wild card race this past week. And the most recent of those 7 losses for the Yankees in the month of September came in a blowout loss to the Mets last night. And despite all of that, Aaron Boone, prior to the Mets game Friday, he must have been watching an entirely different team than the rest of us this month. He said, and are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Please don't drive off the road. He said, I feel like there's a ton of confidence within this group right now. And then when he was asked about the Yankees making the postseason, he said, I know we're going to do it. Our best baseball is still ahead. Well, I guess he didn't mean Friday night, because the Yankees lost by a touchdown to the Mets at Citi Field. So let's look a little closer at this embarrassing loss. I've got 3.5 things to talk about here. So first, Aaron Boone and his computers did not put Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield or in the entire lineup. Remember, NL Park. Now, call me crazy, but if you're literally fighting for your playoff lives, why wouldn't you have one of your best hitters as of recent in the lineup? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. Boone was asked about it prior to the game, and this, I couldn't believe it, was his exact quote. He said, in regards to Stanton not playing last night, "I'm just looking at two of the three games, just kind of weighing out the matchups. It made sense to go with him Saturday and Sunday," end quote. You mean to tell me again that a grown man in the prime of his career cannot play the outfield in three consecutive must-win games? Is that a freaking joke? Second thing, DJ LeMahieu said after the game, "I think we're beyond frustrated, and now is not the time to point fingers at anyone." Okay, well, I'll do it for you. Gary Sanchez was solely responsible for the Mets' 5-run third inning. Gary Sanchez continues to be a liability, the same liability that we all know that he is behind the plate. I mean, wow. To the third inning we go. And my favorite phrase, not really. And that ball gets by Sanchez. That started it all off. It was scored the wild pitch somehow, and the runners moved up to second and third with nobody out. Cue the Joker. And here we go. Fast forward three batters. Montgomery finally induces a ground ball out. He was struggling, or it should have been. Gio Urshela made an awesome play to snag the grounder at third base, hit off the bat of Javier Baez, and he came up firing to get the force play at home, which was the right play. And Gary Sanchez was worried about the runner before he was worried about the ball. So instead of shaking the cement blocks from his cleats and shuffling two steps to his left to catch the ball and then apply the tag, he reached for it like a little leaguer. Of course, it went by him. And of course, the run scored. And don't forget about the botched tag play at the plate by Gary Sanchez in the first inning. You haven't seen it? Well, when I checked this morning around 9:30, it had 288,000 views on SNY's Twitter page. Yep, it is a classic breakdown of what not to do as a catcher at any level. Show it to your youth teams. I'm not kidding. So what happened was VR tried running home on a ball hit severely in front of Joey Gallo in left field. Gallo, crow hop, picked it up, rocketed it home. And VR, for any other catcher in the league, would have been dead to rights. Not good old Gary. Gallo's throw was completely in time. He threw him out easily. But wait! Gary Sanchez, with two hands, tried to tag VR in the head. What? Why is he trying to tag him in the head? Initially, VR was called out, and he jumped up and he implored Rojas to challenge it. And lo and behold, the YES Network went to the commercial and they came back. The headsets were on, and VR was called safe. That should have been the end of the inning right there. Instead, it was a 1-1 tie. And that was a pivotal point in this game in the early going at this point. Remember, we're in the first inning. It's a 1-1 tie. And here's what his good old Skipper Booney said of the play. He said, "Obviously, he's going to be out easy. It's a great throw by Joey. I think he just felt like he was gonna, because he was so out, that he was just gonna pull up. Well, he got out of his crouch in athletic position, and in that spot, it's just a play where he needs to stay in his legs a little bit better." Wow! An excuse? No fire? No wonder why this team performs the way it does. And as you can see, Gary Sanchez was directly responsible for three Mets runs that will not show up on your scorecard. The one wild pitch, because those runners always end up scoring, which one did. The one on the Urshela play, and the one on the Gallo throw from left field. Third and final thing I noticed from a Yankee perspective last night. Jordan Montgomery was terrible, and he just barely survived the bottom of the third inning. He needed 36 pitches to do it. The Yankees entered that frame ahead 2-1, and they left it down 6-2 after the Mets batted around in their order. And then, in an astonishing turn of events, Aaron Boone marched Jordan Montgomery back out there for the bottom of the fourth inning. Like, what? Even the YES Network broadcast team predicted, incorrectly, that Tylor Megill, the last out of the bottom of the third inning, was going to be Montgomery's last batter. Nope, not in Booney's world. I actually wrote down in my notes at the time, huh? That was in capital letters. And I wrote, Boone managing to lose this game. He had a pitcher ready in the bullpen last inning. What is he doing? And the most frustrating part in all of this is that these Yankees look like, I'm doing air quotes here, the Yankees of old. Disengaged, lifeless, non-motivated, going through the motions, playing without a sense of urgency, or any word or phrase that you can come up with from this family of words or phrases will do. I talked very early on in this season when I could still tabulate box scores by hand. That's how early it was. About how this Yankees team doesn't seem to be able to come back from when they're down early. Well, guess what? I was onto something then in April. Because when the Yankees have trailed by four or more runs at any point in a game this season, they're 0-35. The Yankees have not won a single game in which they've been losing by four runs at any point in the game. And if you've been around sports enough, you know that a team takes on the personality of its coach or manager. We've talked about that before here. Here's what Aaron Boone had to say after the game last night. I am encouraged by what I believe is their genuine underlying confidence. I believe they know they're going to come out of this. They're expecting that each and every day. Wow. Well, this laissez-faire attitude of, oh, it'll come to us, instead of we need to go out and seize it, is exactly what's killing this team. This team will not make the postseason with that collective attitude. And Meredith Marakovic asked him if his team came in unfocused. He responded, no, I've been asked that question a lot. And I actually didn't even hear the rest of his answer because, wait, you've been asked that question a lot? Shouldn't that tell you something right then and there? And furthermore, the YES Network broadcast said that the Yankees, record-wise, are in their worst stretch of 13 games since the year 2000. They are skidding down a 7-game losing streak in mid-September. You want to know how something crazy about how bad these Yankees have been? Well, how about in that Blue Jays 4-game series? The Yankees never had a lead. They were never ahead of the Blue Jays, not once in those 4 games. And the last time that the Yankees have not led in a series of 4 games or more, you ask, when did the last time that happen? 1924. 1924! Was the last time that the Yankees never had a lead in a 4-game series. Two crucial lineup decisions that fall on Aaron Boone over the last 2 days. Friday night, Stanton. He's got 22 home runs against the Mets, was parked on the bench. Thursday, in a 2-2 game in the 7th inning against the Blue Jays, Boone called upon journeyman Sal Romano to figure it out instead of bringing in any other reliever. And that didn't go well. Bo Bichette singled to Gardner in shallow center field, and Gardner cannot make a throw to any base other than second, which there was no play at anyway, and his pitiful ball bounced before it even hit the infield dirt, gobbled up by an infielder, and the damage was already done. A run came in. Romano found himself in a first and third jam, having just given up the lead to the Blue Jays. And why, though, would you choose Romano in that big of a spot? Perhaps the manager, Aaron Boone, doesn't quite understand the gravity or the urgency of the situation. Yankees ended up losing that game 6-4. So ultimately, my question to the Yankees and to Aaron Boone is this. Are you managing to win or are you managing not to lose? I think everyone listening to my show right now knows it's the latter. And that, my friends, is the wrong way to go about doing it. And you are all seeing the results of it. That was supposed to be a get-right series for this team against the Mets, who are an NL team on the outside looking in of every potential possible postseason permutation. Instead, the Yankees are now owners of a 7-game losing streak, and they are coming off a game where they allowed 10 or more runs at Citi Field for the first time ever. Boone said after the game, "It's just a poor performance, period." DJ LeMahieu delivered the understatement of the century, and he said, we need to get it going in a hurry.
Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Bruce Springsteen, by the way. You recognize the voice. The Mets had a little surprise planned for the Yankees at Citi Field last night. Luis Rojas Friday afternoon said of this team, they are ready to go tonight. They are looking forward to a great weekend series against the Yankees. Well, I was looking over, you know, my questions that I wrote to myself prior to the game starting. I was looking to answer these two questions. One, can the Mets, or more specifically, Edwin Diaz, shut it down and close it out? Well, that's funny because they didn't even need to put him into the game. A 10-3 blowout victory will do that for you. So I guess put that point on hold for the time being. My second question was to myself to look for in the game, where are the bats? Because coming into the series in their prior three games, the Mets have 4.67 hits per game. That's good for 28th in the league of 30 teams. You can't score if you can't hit. Well, let's talk about last night. 11 hits and 10 runs later, I think the Mets did check that box for me. Javier Baez was the drum major of the hit parade, going 3-for-4. And Baez, surprisingly to me, has hit .343 since returning from the IL. What I found that I wasn't looking for? Tyler McGill, what an outing. 7-inning pitched of 2-run ball. And he struck out a career-high 10 batters last night. 10 Yankees, Tyler McGill struck out. LeMahieu, Sanchez, Urshela, Odor, Montgomery, Judge, Rizzo twice, and Gallo twice makes 10. He has been such a pleasant surprise for this Mets team this season, one in which their number one, Jacob deGrom, has missed significant time. I think he last took them out, I think the date was July 7th. And the Mets are missing their number two, Noah Syndergaard, who hasn't thrown a pitch yet this year. This regular season, I should say. And McGill, after the game, he said, for the most part, I was dominating tonight. Yeah, he's got that right. And then Jeff McNeil, what I wasn't looking for but found. Jeff McNeil executed my favorite play of the game. A play that after it, Luis Rojas said, I almost had a heart attack. Jeff McNeil, that sneaky little squirrel. It was clearly a do at your own risk, bases loaded drag bunt in the pivotal third inning. McNeil squared late on the first pitch, channeled his inner slap-hitting lefty softball player, angled his bat, and dropped a beautiful bunt on the first base side of the infield. Anthony Rizzo fielded it, but there was no one covering first base. Jordan Montgomery didn't even get off the mound. And I don't even think they had a shot, even if someone was covering that base. Conforto scored, everyone else moved up a base, and at that point, it was 4-2 Mets. What a play. Kids, that's what you are to watch. That's the highlight I'd like you to watch, players everywhere. Forget about watching Gary Sanchez trying to tag the runner at home. Watch Jeff McNeil put that textbook drag bunt down in a game seemingly nowadays devoid of them lately. And then Francisco Lindor, I think, was the mouthpiece for the Mets after the game, and he said, whatever it takes to play in that cold weather in October. Can the Mets do it? Well, that's not probable. Let's get it going. I have set the table for you guys. I can't wait to talk with you. 877-337-6666. I'm Danielle McCartan in the daytime on The Fan in New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.